In this podcast on team development, I first asked Charles Margerison how the TMS concepts can be used to improve team performance.
I guess everybody in industry, commerce, public service, any organization is looking for quick and easy approaches whereby they can improve, reduce the costs, improve the efficiency. And because people are so well used to what they do, they're often too close to the business, and it's difficult perhaps to stand back and ask the right question. In the work we've done, we have an opportunity to do that and perhaps get people to think, particularly around the eight major questions that would be part of the team management wheel. For example, how can you innovate more effectively? How can you promote the products more effectively? How can you develop new ones that meet the market needs? How can you organize people in a way that will achieve the objectives in a better way? What should we be producing, and how could we produce something which would be more relevant to the future needs? So if we go around the major work functions of the wheel, there are key questions which any team can ask and should ask about its performance. And if on a training program or organization development activity, they did no more than take those eight major areas plus the central area of linking and had those as questions and put them up every month and had a team discuss how can we develop more effective approach to innovating, how can we improve our inspecting, how can we improve the way we go about maintaining the way we work here. Those questions would in themselves focus on major ways to improve.
How important do you think it is for individuals' work preferences to match the job they have to do in a team?
There are two things which concern everybody at work. And one is, what is my role? And the other is, how do I fit into that role and do it properly given my personal needs and my personal preferences? So at one level, you've got the sociological requirement, the demand. This is the job. This is the job definition. This is the way we work, and we want you to fit into that. And the other one is, well, what about my personal needs, my personal preferences, and the way that I particularly like doing a job? And usually where you have the two coming together, you have somebody who's reasonably satisfied at work. The job demands and the personality needs mesh. However, where the role, for example, is one that requires a high degree of innovation and promotion, and you've got somebody who has personal preferences which are more in the areas of inspecting and producing, it becomes difficult over a period of time for that person to give 100%, because their interests are more aligned to a different area. And that is why people tend to leave jobs, not because they have personal arguments with people around, though that may happen from time to time. It's because they find that what they want to do and what the job demands are in conflict. And they feel this in terms of stress and strain, and may reflect itself in taking days off. It may reflect itself in low performance. But at the end of the day, the role which they're being asked to do and their own personal interests do not come together. One of the great things about team management systems, it enables organizations and individuals to understand that. If a person completes a team management profile questionnaire, they can get feedback on their own individual work preferences through a team management profile. If an individual does a types of work profile questionnaire, they can begin to gather information in terms of the kind of role that they perceive the job to demand. So what we've got basically is anybody who completes a types of work questionnaire they can begin to define in their view what kind of work it is. Now, if that person gets a profile that says this kind of work is work which demands a high degree of organizing, and they themselves personally want and receive in their team management profile feedback which says you are more likely to be happy in a job where you are advising and innovating, then over a period of time, the stresses and differences will become obvious. Rather than do what they want to do, the job will be pressurizing them into doing something else, and that will create a difficulty. So usually you get people then who are not working as effectively, and it shows up in their attitudes and so forth. So my view would be that one of the ways in which we can begin to help people improve performance is to enable them to understand not only who they are, what they want to be, what their preferences are, but also enable them at the same time to understand what the job is demanding of them. Where there's an understanding that brings about consonance, and they're saying, yes, that job is in the organizing area, and I've got work preferences that are in the organizing area, then we're more likely to see people working hard, doing what they like doing. If we find that they're getting a personal profile which says, oh yes, my preferences are in the organizing area, but the job is in the exact opposite area, where I'm having to spend most of my time advising rather than organizing, then it's probable that we will find people having difficulty, and there will be stress and strain reflected in the fact they do not perform well.
Do you use the TMS concepts in your own organization?
And the answer is yes. One of the reasons we've survived and been successful over the last 25 years is that we've taken our own medicine and began very early in the process to look at how we could not only innovate, but how could we produce. So Dick McCann and myself did a lot of work in the early days innovating and talking with organizations, doing a lot of research. But the question is, could we actually produce this in a form that could be applied? And we did it through the team management profile and various other instruments. Likewise, it's no use producing it if we didn't organize to make sure that when a client came and asked for it, we actually had an organization system in place. And that has always been something which we're proud about, because wherever we go in the world, people compliment us on the level of service that our colleagues in our respective offices provide. Wherever I go, I'm always told it's great to talk to people at TMS. One of the reasons is that we're very good at advising. We take time to talk through with clients what they're doing, what they need. And whenever they ring up our colleagues, they know that they can have a professional discussion and for people to think through with them how best to meet the needs. Likewise, we spend a lot of time maintaining both our organization internally, getting the right spirit, right values, right principles, but also maintaining the quality of the products as well. And all of that, in my view, has led to the fact that when we've come to develop new ideas, we've been doing it in conjunction with clients and having an understanding of the market needs, so that when we went out to promote, they sort of said to us, well, thank you. You don't really need to sell it to us, because in effect, that's what we've been asking for. So our promotion is much more representation rather than selling in the direct sense, albeit we still advertise, but it's more to enable our clients to understand currently where we are, what we do, and how it has reflected the interaction we've had with them in developing the new ideas. So my view would be, yes, we do apply what we preach, and we're continuing to do so, and look forward really to working with all those who come on to the accreditation programs in that way.
You have been listening to a Team Management Systems podcast. For further information, please visit our website, tmsworldwide.com.